Moncrief on News Talk.
If you've ever thought to yourself, I'd love to hear Taylor Swift in Irish, then get yourself along to the Pavilion Theatre in Dunleary on November the 7th and 8th for Invisible String, the Taylor Swift project, where you will hear just that. Cian McCarthy is one of the people behind the project. Afternoon, Cian.
So, how are you getting on?
Not too bad. So, is this your first time doing this, or have you done this kind of thing before?
It's my first time doing this, yes, with the band Imlay. So, that's the group I'm in, and Roisin Shoga is the singer. So, ourselves and Roisin were asked by IMRAM, which is an Irish language arts festival, take on the challenge of performing Taylor Swift songs from Folklore and Evermore Oscuelge in Irish. And they were initially translated by Gabriel Rosenstock, and Roisin's added her own twist to them as well. And I was apprehensive about the whole thing, not being a Swiftie at the time. But it's kind of taken on a life of its own. I think one of the nights is nearly sold out now. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes down.
Okay, now, why were those two particular albums chosen, given she has a fairly substantial output?
I think Liam Carson, the festival director, is a big fan and of those albums in particular. And I think the idea was as well, if you listen to those albums, they're a little bit more chilled out, a little bit more acoustic than her other stuff. And it kind of it suits itself to, I think, the Irish language are being translated into Irish. There's a sort of atmospheric thing to those songs that are a little bit different to maybe some of her more, what you'd say, pop kind of tunes. This one had Aaron Deisner, I think, from The National, the guitarist in The National, who co-wrote them with her. She did it during lockdown. It was kind of a surprise album, Folklore, when it came out, and they had this lovely these videos that went with it, the Pond studio sessions. And it's a different kind of vibe, and you can see how it would work in the Pavilion, and you could see how it could work in Irish as well, because not everything translates perfectly or works. And
yes,
this one, I think the idea was that this would be something that could work.
Yeah, now, and you did say Gabriel Rosenstock did the translation, or more correctly, a transcreation, because I assume he hasn't just, translated every single word literally, that he's had to adapt it a bit.
Yeah, you don't go on to Google Translate, really. Put
yeah.
it in. It would be, no, you have to, like, the Trascruhu, it's been going on for years, because Gabriel Rosenstock's been working with Imram, and they've done David Bowie, Bob Marley, Leonard Cohen. So you're trying to find, sort of, the sounds are just as important as the meaning. So you can't really direct translate. You've also, in Irish, obviously got lots of different dialects. So Roisin, our singer, is from Connemara. So once Gabriel translated them, Roisin added her own twist and did some translation on it as well, because there's different words for different things in Irish. So she had to kind of put that into it. But no, it's not a direct translation. You're trying to create more of an atmosphere, as I said, and you can't just directly translate, like a saying or a phrase in English mightn't exist in Irish. So you have to find something with the same type of meaning or in the same area in Irish. So it's not a simple project.
Yeah.
Because you want people to enjoy it too. That's the other
thing. Well, of course. And once you change the words and how the words scanned, has that affected the music to any degree?
Exactly, yeah. So that's why we got the translations from Gabriel and we started working through them, and Roisin started singing them. Well, we're all based in different parts of the country as well, so that can be difficult. But it does change it. You have to look at the tempo a bit as well. And sometimes it suits it if it's a bit faster or a bit slower. But then at the same time, the people who are coming are Taylor Swift fans, so you don't want to totally change the song. You're trying to put a bit of your own spin on it, but not do what Bob Dylan does when you go to his gigs and you can't recognise any of the music. So it's really interesting, though. I didn't think I was apprehensive when asked to do it first, and I didn't think I'd be as into the Taylor Swift music as I am now. So
okay.
Worthwhile.
And so, as you said, you've nearly sold out. You've sold out one night already, so the Swifties will be turning up. And
yes,
you're confident then, because, they love her. They love her so much. Like, if it's not right, you could have a riot on your hands.
I know. I'm Dunleary, riot in the Pavilion. Because I remember Damon Albarn from Blur criticised Taylor Swift, I think, and he got a lot of anger online. So we have to be careful. Now, Roisin, I should say, is a big fan. She has seen Taylor Swift live and will do it justice. But yeah, we are, you know, we're just going to make sure we put our best foot forward on the night, because they will be critical if it's not right.
Okay.
So we have to get right.
Do you know if Taylor Swift herself knows you're doing this?
No, people are asking that. So we're trying to figure out if anyone has her number, we should text her or let her know, because we're always up for a collab as well, you know.
Sure.
But we'll have to find, I would love to know what she thinks of it. Yeah, it would be interesting. I don't know how many languages her music's been translated into, but this is probably the first time in Irish. So we'd love if she listened to it and, you know, brought us on her next tour.
That'd yeah. If you'd like to buy tickets for that, you can log on to pavilionthatre.ie. They're on the 7th and 8th, though, as Cian said there, one of the nights are already sold out. Cian McCarthy, thanks a million.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.